Olds. The town of Olds was able to stave off defaulting on a loan payment that was supposed to be funded by Olds Institute by dipping into reserves last week. Olds Institute's creditors, including the town of Olds, put Olds Institute into receivership in June. The appointed receiver, BDO Canada Limited, informed the town at the end of August that the September 15 loan payment to the town of Olds could not be made. Council, although not unanimously, voted on September 13 to adjust the 2021 operating budget to include the $452,647 payment, bringing the budget total to $31,141,470. Administration recommended the payment be made from reserves. Mayor Michael Muzichka called the move a little irregular, as funds in reserves are earmarked monies. But he pointed out that taxpayers could have been on the hook, in the neighborhood of 5% tax increase, had reserves not been used. This would be a significant tax increase if we were to take it out of general funds and ask the taxpayers to pay for this. This is a very, very serious decision we're making here today to be able to make this payment, Muzichka said. Over the years, the municipality has backed about $14 million in loans to Olds Institute through the Alberta Capital Finance Authority for development of the fiber optic network in town. A reorganization of the debt occurred in 2017 whereby only the interest had to be paid for a period of 3 years. The first of principal payments started this month. Town Mary Ann Overwater questioned whether, if sooner or later, somebody will be able to make this payment. The town's chief administrative officer, Michael Merritt, said it is up to BDO, as Olds Institute's receiver, to determine. Muzichka said the expectation is that once Olds Fiber Limited, the corporate name of O-Net, is turned into a municipally controlled corporation, that the newly formed corporation would pay the $452,647 back to the town of Olds. The town of Olds intends to acquire all of the issued and outstanding shares of Olds Fiber Limited from Olds Institute in order to operate and maintain the Olds Connected Community Network and ensure continuity and quality in the provision of fiber-optic internet services to the residents and businesses of the town and the surrounding service areas. Prior to acquiring the shares of Olds Fiber Limited, the town must first consider a business plan which satisfies the obligations of the Municipal Government Act and the Municipally Controlled Corporation Regulation. Olds Fiber Limited's business plan was presented to council during an in-camera session on August 26. A supplemental business plan was also presented to council during the meeting in camera.